Tonight's Big Brother 20 recap is sponsored by our friends over at True Car, who have some useful car tips you might not be aware of, like how a coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean the interior of your car. You could remove excess weight from your car to improve its gas mileage. JC does not like removing excess weight. He wants you to have more weight in your car. That's part of his master plan. You could also place your keychain remote right underneath your chin to increase its range. And if you listen to JC, your chin will also increase its range. But here's another tip that you might not know about: how True Car can help you save on a used car as well. That's right, True Car is not just for buying a new car. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with True Car, you could see what other people paid, so you'll know if you're getting a good deal before you buy. You'll also be more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience when you connect with a True Car certified dealer. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's a guy who also cuts his own hair and wears sweatpants most of the time. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our Wednesday night edition, September 5th, Power of Veto. And I'm very excited to be joined here live tonight by Mr. Brent. Welcome on, Brent. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rob. Happy to be here. Oh, wait. I got toothpaste on my shirt. Oh God. Oh,
what
no.
What does it matter? Terrible.
I know, right? Oh, God. Anyway, what did this episode matter, Rob? Right. What is this?
Brent, a lot to talk about today. Survivor right around the corner. Brent, yes. Are you more of a David or a Goliath?
Oh, God. I'm probably more of a Goliath, actually.
That's what I heard on the Taran show.
Oh, good one, Rob. Yeah,
thank you.
Very good.
All right. So a lot to get to here tonight because, sure. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. I've seen the tweets. Oh, why don't you just cancel the podcast tonight? Nothing to talk about here. But oh, do we have a treat in store for you tonight? Because tonight we're going to do something that we've never done here before on the podcast here live with Big Brother. We are going to hear from you guys, hopefully, because Brent and I are going to open up the phone lines. We are going to let you guys have your say here tonight. Hopefully, nothing too crazy. Brent will girl by you right off the line if you pull anything funny on us. But we are ready to go, and we're going to talk about the episode, and then we're going to open up the phone lines, and then we'll take some calls from you. See what you guys have to say. I know that so many of you chat along with us here in the show. Now it's your opportunity to let us hear what you have to say. And Brent can't even ban you like he can in the chat room.
That's right. You can come on and give me your opinion and tell me how wrong I am and how much I annoy you. And there's nothing I can do about it.
Keep it simple. No crazy people.
You know, okay? It's RHAP. You guys know the feel here.
Yeah. Okay. You'll get run real quick. Okay. Faster than Scotty in and out of the Big Brother house. If you pull anything.
Pretty fast.
Crazy. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, just like Haley's dog that she tells is going to the park, that'll be you if you call in. Okay, so we'll get some phone calls and go ahead and the lines are filling up fast, Brent. People are already calling in.
That's because I gave Stacked, one of our moderators, the phone number, and there, of course, it's also on the screen right now as well.
Yes, okay. So if you're joining us live, we'll take some calls. Let's see how it goes. Maybe this could be a recurring thing. Maybe this will be the last time we ever do this. But I guess let's just quickly talk through anything from the episode. This will not take long here. Also, by the way, we'll take your questions traditionally, hashtag RHAP, getting ready for tomorrow night. Andy Herron going to join us tomorrow night. We mistimed the Andy booking and the double eviction. Sorry about that, everybody. Andy, tomorrow night. It should be a lot of fun to catch up with Andy and hear his thoughts on the season, because the double eviction is going to be a lot to break down. It's not ideal for a guest like Andy, so we'll be able to hear his take on everything going on tomorrow night on the podcast. All right. Shout out to Eric Stein in the chat.
Eric.
Very vocal about how painful he thought the episode was tonight. Okay. Brent, I guess we should start with Scotty. I thought that you and Melissa as well last night were really on point with talking about Scotty and his return to the house on the LFC roundtable. I'm so frustrated with this guy.
I mean, look, on one hand, I'm with you. It's frustrating to watch him. You want him to do something to change his game. But Taryn made a good point on the roundtable last night. Even though it seems to us like Scotty has been working with Tyler or tried to work with Tyler forever, he really wasn't. He was really more with Haley and Fessy, and then they went up and put him on the block. So he comes back in the Big Brother house. He's like, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to try working with Tyler. Yeah. And of course, it's frustrating to us, but he's looking for a life.
As Taryn said, but that's not what he did. I mean, that
I know, you're right, it's a fair point. Here's the thing: if he would have done that, as Taryn said, and I honestly didn't think about it like this, but Taryn is correct, if he would have gone to Tyler, been up his butt, said, you know, I'm here for you, I mean anything, I'll do whatever you want, just use me, I think maybe he could have found some safety. I still think he would have been nominated, but I think that Tyler might use his influence to direct the house more to evict Haley, because that's what Tyler really wants, let's be real. Mm-hmm. And I was glad to hear that in this episode. We don't really hear it much in the house, but it's nice to hear that he really wants Haley out. He thinks that she is more problematic for his game. But he didn't do that. Scotty didn't do that. He just went right to Haley and split his time a little bit. And really, he couldn't pick a lane. And you got to pick a lane in the Big Brother house sometimes.
Yeah, I don't even have a problem with what the plan was as much as the execution, where if we would have seen Scotty in the diary room talking about, like, when Clay asked Johnny Mack if he could go up on the block, and he famously...
No!
It would be just nice if there was some resistance from Scotty in terms of, and everything isn't just like, well, Tyler says so, okay.
Yeah, I mean, at least give it to us in the diary room. I mean, like, if you're, you know, talking to Tyler, I understand you want to try to make nice with the HOH, sure. But give it to us in the diary room. Go, God, I can't
give
believe
us something.
Like, well, exactly, Scotty. A little fire. Nothing. I don't understand why there's no fire.
He's Brent. He is a pushover.
It's so odd too, because his HOH week, he was great. He was honestly one of the best HOHs of the season, where he was able to get what he wanted to happen done. Of course, he would have rather had Brett out than Winston, but he still got the two bros on the block, won the veto, and it was a pretty boring week, all things considered. But he doesn't have any, I don't know. It's just like when in that conversation with Fessy up in the HOH room, when him and Brett got into a quote unquote fight about who was the vote. He never pushed back. He never ever planted his flag and said, you know what, this is what is really happening. I'm telling the truth. And I don't know what to tell you.
He's,
I feel like
happy
he's just
to be there. Frustrating to see him play out this week.
I agree with you that I would have rather had Rockstar come back in hindsight. But you know, when this happened, when he, like, I just didn't want Fessy to come back in.
Right.
So when Scotty beat him, because I thought Fessy was for sure going to win that comp, when he beat him, I was like, oh, yay, yay, yay. But then it was like, oh, God, no, not really.
Right. I mean, that we did not have a perfect person to come back. We sort of had like the matrix of, in terms of like fire and agency. You have fire with Rockstar and Bailey, but probably not that much agency in terms of coming back. Maybe Bailey more so than Rockstar. Maybe it might have been the best of both worlds. But again, we're damning with faint praise with this group. Scotty is, we hoped some agency, but no fire. And Fessy was no fire and no agency. So.
Yeah,
it was, you know, we thought that maybe we might get something where Scotty could come back and do something, but unfortunately he could not. Now, Brent, based on the way that the episode made it seems like that Haley is playing this week halfway decent. Is that a false narrative from the episode again with Haley?
No, I actually gave her a higher score than I gave her last week, and she's basically on the LFC Stockwatch, and she's basically in the same position as she was last week, sitting on the block next to somebody who is likely to go home. What she has done well this week is build relationships with other people in the house, and I think there is a small chance, not a big one, but a small chance that she has improved her lot overall. I think there are people in the house that don't want her to go home next week, like JC and maybe Brett. I think that Angela maybe would prefer that Sam go home. And then that wasn't true 5 days ago. So I feel like she has done an okay job, and this episode represented her well.
This episode was, you know, I think that the producers really knew that they were hurting this week, because we were watching this and I was like, is this the recap episode? Is this, are they sitting around the table like, hey, do you guys remember that time when Tyler got his hair straightened by Sam? Like, oh yeah, remember that? Flashback to that. Hey, remember all the crazy stuff Sam used to do? I mean, this was like we didn't have a recap of the recap episode mid-season like we've had in the past. This was basically like the Ziggy Marley episode of this season, Brent.
Yeah, it was sort of crazy. First of all, that hair straightener thing happened while Fessy was still in the house. That was like last week. And Sam's craft thing, I mean, like, I'm sure some of that stuff that they were showing, I don't even know if some of that stuff still exists, because a lot of it got destroyed in the hide and go veto competition. Which that's why Sam was annoyed about that. So I don't know what was happening with this episode. I know that Vegas, the spoiler, tweeted that they had done a segment for Caitlin, you know, who we love.
Right.
Caitlin, and you know, what's happening in her life since she's out of the Big Brother house and what she thinks of Tyler now and all that. Right,
but that's got to be a Thursday thing.
That's going to be it's going to be Thursday. But I think that they really should have put it on tonight because they needed some fire in the show.
They've never cut away from when it's not a live show to package outside of what's going on.
Rob, I'm just telling you what I want.
All right. But you know what? Guess what? There's nothing to put in tomorrow's episode either. So
that's true.
We can at least go to Caitlin's stuff and check in with the jury house now that Fessy is there and wherever else they want to do. So at least we have a little bit of a respite from a week where there's not a ton of stuff. Even the showmance stuff, that's like something that you would have seen in the recap of the recap.
Yeah.
Like, hey, do you guys remember the showmance with Tyler and Angela and like the showmance counter game, which they had some fun with on the edit there. But overall, it was a lot of build up to the power veto competition, which was also long.
Yeah, very long. I can tell you that even my mom, who I, you know, have introduced to Big Brother this year, she texted me at like 8:40, 8:45 somewhere, you know, right when they went to commercial break, right before the results of the veto were known. And she was like, does Scotty or Haley win the veto? And I'm like, no, Mom, Casey wins the veto. And she's like, oh, my God, another boring week. I'm like, Mom, just chill. Like things are going to pick up, but it's a little slow right now.
Okay. All right, Brent, we have like 25 people on hold right now for
let's talk to them, let's take the
calls. I'm gonna say this is live feeds time because we can't vouch for what the callers are gonna say, but
yeah,
don't expect a lot of excitement from the live feeds either right now. Okay, so
there really isn't. Yeah,
let's see how this is gonna go. Let me go ahead and set this up. Okay, hold on. And again, this is new stuff, never before tested.
Linden.
Okay. Here is call number one, and this is going to be Linden.
Hey, Linden.
Not Linden from Australia, though. Linden, are you there?
I am here.
Okay. And chat, let us know if the calls are too loud or too soft. Linden, where are you calling from?
Well, right now, I am calling from Georgia.
Okay. All right. So, Lyndon, fire away. What's your question for Brent and I?
I don't know. I don't really even have a question. I didn't know.
You just want to complain, maybe. You can complain to me if you're down on the season, and I can pick you up, Lyndon.
Oh, Brent, don't even get me started.
Well, no starts. Starts. We want to hear it. Yes.
No, I've actually really, really, really enjoyed this season. Okay. Like I said, I'm in Georgia away on business, so I haven't been able to keep up with the live feeds, but I hear that's no real love lost right there.
It's a good week to travel.
Yeah, it's a great week for traveling. Just don't go to Georgia. But, I have really enjoyed this season. I think it's great. And, I was just excited to be the guinea pig of this phone call.
Yeah, you were number one in the history books. All right. Lyndon, who are you pulling for to win?
Who am I pulling for to win? I'm going to have to say either I would love Brett to win. I don't really know why, but I would really love to see a Brett win for some odd reason. or even I think I'm actually starting to pull for Casey a little bit.
Yeah. Brent, you know, you guys were talking about this a little bit on the roundtable, but I did feel like that this was the best episode to date for the Casey the winner narrative.
Yeah, I think there were two things that you saw in this episode that were things that you can point to if she eventually ends up winning this season. First of all, she's starting to develop a bit of a resume. This is three competition wins in 3 weeks, I think, for her. Of course, people don't know that she won the hacker competition, but she'll be her alliance knows that, and she'll be able to reveal that if she ever gets to the final two. And number two, you saw her having a great moment with Haley. I think things like this cannot be overstated. That the social game of the people in the Big Brother house, some of them are really on point and some of them are lacking. And I know that I talked about this a little bit last night with Taryn and Melissa, and Taryn pushed back that, you know, Tyler has a pretty good social game and he's doing more than we're necessarily talking about. But I do think it's little things like this. I mean, you saw Haley's reaction when she was talking with Tyler, and as someone who wouldn't give her a concrete answer. He was beating around the bush, wouldn't really tell her what she needed to know, wouldn't really comfort her very much. And you saw Casey, you know, twice, really going out of her way to make Haley feel like, you have a friend in this house. You know what? I like you. Game aside, you're a really good person. And I think that she has a natural quality to her that's just very loving and very giving. And I think that that would reflect well on her if she eventually gets to the final two.
I do think that this is the worst idea that Tyler has, to go to the final two with Casey. I think that she's the most difficult person for him to beat out of anybody, any of these other people he's talking about in the final two.
Yep. Lyndon, you agree that Casey is not the person Tyler should be taking to the final two?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's a terrible mistake. Absolutely. As much as I want Casey to win, and I feel it's inevitable that Tyler will be in the final two, I think it's a horrible decision.
Yep. Okay. I agree.
All right, Lyndon, thank you so much for the call. We're going to try to get to as many as we can, okay?
Thanks, Lyndon.
All right. Thank you guys so much. It was so great. Thanks.
Bye. All right. Number two.
Dan.
Okay.
That's right. You can come on and give me.
All right. Here is Dan. Dan, are you there?
Hello, hello.
Dan, how's it going?
How's it going?
Good.
Doing
how are you?
Well, thank you.
What's
good?
Going on?
And I just wanted to let you know, I prefer to be called Swaggy D.
Swaggy D. Okay, Swaggy D is here with us. All right, so, Swaggy D, what do you want to talk about?
Well, you guys touched on the new points-based competition with Tyler and Angela.
Showmance, yes.
Probably best suited showmance comp. And this question is best suited for Brent, but what's your over-under on the amount of points? And also, is this the most anticlimactic kiss you've ever seen on TV?
I think to your last question, yes, it was pretty underwhelming watching them kiss. Of course, I've seen it before, and I was asleep when this originally happened. I had to go back and look at it on the feeds. Like, whatever. Like, this is not Brendan and Rachel, people. This is not Jeff and Jordan. There's nothing to see here from my point of view. The over under on the points, I mean, I have to think it's going to be at least 100, because they're going to continue to deny this as long as they possibly can, to a point where it becomes silly and actually, I think, would create problems in their game. Like, if Tyler just said to the people like Kate, like JC, who's asking Dan, if he just said, yeah, I like her. I have a little crush on her. I want to get a little something-something while I'm in the house. But it's not going to affect my game. I will not choose her over you. If he just said that, I feel like it would be so much better for him. Because then he would probably be able to do what he wanted to do. Instead, you have Inspector Clouseau, JC, looking around the house trying to catch them, and they didn't even show the worst parts where he was trying to catch them. I do think that it's going to be a problem overall as they continue on in the house if they continue to deny it. Because if you're lying about that, then what else are you lying about?
Yeah. And they better be careful that JC doesn't do like we saw Tyler earlier this season, like hide behind the bed and then jump out when they're in there.
There was a moment, Dan, I don't know if you saw it, where I think it was yesterday, and Brett came in the room, and Tyler and Angela had been there, you know, they had to move apart, and he said, you know, isn't JC here? I thought he was up here. And Tyler was like, is he here? Like, he started Like, is he here? Really?
And what about when JC heard Angela running across the HOH room?
Yeah, that was the best. That's what I was going to tell Rob. The best part, people, is that it's like you're 15 again and your mom is catching you. They were in bed together doing a canoodling, and JC comes up to the HOH room and they didn't really realize it right away. It was a little bit of a late start to her trying to make a quick getaway. And she ran over to the couch and JC came in. Number one, he could hear her running. Number two, he saw that she was out of breath. So he knew.
See, well, that, Brett, yes. I think this is evidence that JC's plan to make everybody gain weight is working, that he was able to hear Angela's loud footsteps. She's out of breath, that she's as poor cardio fitness now. So another master stroke.
It was great.
JC.
The best part was watching Dan. Did you see Tyler tell Angela about this? He's like, just so you know, I got two more points. And JC, he heard you, like, he heard you run back and forth, and she was like, actually was breathing kind of loud, like, so yeah, she admitted it.
Is it a competition or is this a team sport?
Tyler's getting sloppy.
Yeah, I think he's getting a little sloppy, but fortunately his version of sloppy is most people's version of average. I think that he's doing okay. I think that there's still nobody, as I said on the LFC show last night, and this is the reason why I gave him a 10 in the Stockwatch, first 10 I've ever given out. And I gave it to Tyler because he's playing that good. There is nobody in the house who currently wants to evict him. And he is somebody who's won 2 HOHs, 3 POVs, has a great social game everybody loves, and nobody's even thinking about taking him out right now. So how can you play any better?
All right. Swaggy D, anything else?
No, that's it. Take some more calls. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Dan. Okay, have a good one. Bye.
No. Thanks, Dan.
Tracy Burke.
Okay, all right. Here is... Okay.
Tracy Burke.
Tracy. Okay, here's Tracy.
Tracy. I know Tracy Burke.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Brent. What is up?
What's going on?
What is up, girl?
All from the chat room. On the air, Virgin podcast caller.
Yes, welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
So, what's going on? By
my
the way,
question would be:
yes, did your dog appreciate? Did your dog appreciate it tonight when Haley told this story about her dog?
That's what you tell a dog before you put it down.
You don't talk. You don't tell
you
the
tell
dog.
The dog that you're going to the park.
I hate this analogy.
Right. The dog didn't like that story.
Oh, my God, that's too funny. I'm actually so nervous. I didn't even notice she was barking.
No problem. Don't be nervous. Okay.
Yeah, don't be nervous, Tracy. It's just like we're talking on the phone. What's going on? How are you feeling about this season, and what's your question?
Okay, favorite season by far. Other than BB Can 6, I think it was tops. This is it's great. I would love to see Brett JC make a move, maybe vote out Haley this week with Sam. And I was wondering if you guys thought it was too soon to make a move like that.
What do you think of that move, Brent, to go after Haley and Sam as a way to get the high ground?
I mean, first of all, they'd have to do it out in the open. They would have to go to Tyler, who already kind of wants to get rid of Haley anyway, and say, you know, we've been thinking about this, and give maybe some fictional reasons for wanting to get rid of Haley. Cause I actually do think it would be beneficial for Brett in particular if he was able to bond with Scotty. The problem is right now that nobody really wants Scotty to stay. And given that I don't think that they could make the move and get the house to agree on it, I don't think it's in their best interest. Brett and JC, I'm talking about, to make an overt move now against level 6, and you know, obviously Brett JC is unaware of level 6, but Brett certainly is. I think their better course of action is go ahead and evict Scotty this week, keep Haley in the house, win HOH hopefully this coming week, and then make your move. I think that's the point in time, because you only need 2 votes, as Brett correctly pointed out on the live feeds today. After Scotty is evicted, presumably on Thursday, you only need 2 votes to get something done in the Big Brother house. And if Brett's HOH, him and JC could evict Angelo, and he could break the tie. So I think it's probably a good move if they make the move. But the problem with them, Rob and Tracy, as you know, is they want somebody else.
Well, that's why I think they need Haley around to make the move. So I feel like if one of those guys got into power, I think that maybe if they're afraid of the Tyler, Angela, KC side of things, that their move should be to get rid of Sam and keep Haley in the mix for another week and hope that she can win HOH one of these next 2 weeks so that they could push her to take that shot against the Tyler, Angela, JC, or KC side.
I mean, here's the thing. The good news, Tracy, as you know, is that Haley is very amenable to listening to people, as we saw during the week that Scotty went home the first time. JC talked her into that. However, she has been spending a lot of time with Angela, and even though Angela is basically lying to her in terms of her, you know, loyalties to Haley, I think that it's not... I don't know exactly what Haley would do if she won HOH, and I think that there's a possibility she might want to side with the Angela side of things. So in order to get something done, I feel like JC and Brett maybe need to expose more than they're willing to and say, look, you know, we've been working with them, but now we want to work with you because those three are together. I think there's a path, but it is a dicey one. And I am unlike you, Tracy. I want to see it. But there is an argument to be made that maybe Brett should just hope that, you know, they let him get to the final five, final four, and then he wins out from there. I think both paths are equally difficult.
Okay. What do you think of that, okay, Tracy?
Well, I like what he said, like, because right now, just the way the numbers are, like, are you good with Haley? Are you good with Scotty? Which one's worth more? And I'm not sure. They've both proven to not have done such a great job this season.
Okay.
I think that JC could do it
to make a move at some point. So I think what Brent said was pretty much it.
Well, you're right. Oh, and the good news is that I think Brett does know he needs to make a move. It's just how out in the open does he make it? He needs to step into the sunlight, I feel like, but
running out of time here. I mean, we're less than 3 weeks till the end of the season.
I know.
You know, any time now would be great. So,
anytime, Brett.
All right. Tracy, thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks, guys. Love all your work.
Okay, thanks, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
Brett, I do hope that Julie gets on Scotty a little bit tomorrow night as well.
I hope so as well. And she's been pretty...
Scotty, how'd that plan work out? You're going to work with Tyler?
Yeah, you wanted to work with Tyler. How did that go?
You were saying something about you were going to get back in the house, Skylar or something. I forget.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I feel like he's just going to say, oh, I'm just terrible at this game. Like, there's no, like, I want him to feel bad about the fact that he's being evicted from the house. He seems, like, kind of fine with it. Like, I know he doesn't want to go home, but, like, if I was being evicted, and of course, he doesn't know he's being evicted, number one. That's important to note. Tyler has tried to make both of them feel as safe as possible, but he has to know these people evicted him once. He's by far a better competitor than Haley. They're going to want to evict him. I don't know why he doesn't raise some hell and kick some ass and try to stir things up, Rob.
We can help. Okay, let's see.
Sue.
Okay.
Sue.
Okay. Is this Sue?
Yes.
Sue, how are you?
Oh, great. I just wanted to tell you that I'm from Sam's state of Virginia.
Yes.
But I promise that most of us are not like Sam here.
Okay. You're not going to
anyway,
stop a mud
I want to say I love... I just love the podcast, the BB podcast. I watch them all. I love Rob, Brent, and Taryn. Y'all are great.
What about Melissa?
And Melissa, okay. Yes. And Melissa.
All right.
Yes.
And I wanted to give a complaint and a question.
Okay.
Okay, let's hear it.
The complaint is, as usual, I hate the fake editing on the TV show, how JC is this great mastermind and Haley is this poor, sweet underdog that never speaks ill of anyone, which is not true, of course, but production just loves her. And you can see they are trying to get her to the end against all odds.
Well, I agree with you about the fake editing. The problem with JC in particular is that JC does believe that he's the mastermind. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not fake. He actually believes that. And I think that that is actually problematic for Tyler. Like, if JC goes into the jury house and he's saying, look, I was controlling this. I had this vote flipped. I flipped this vote and I lied to you. I got Fessy to target Scotty. I think that they're not going to give Tyler a lot of credit for some of the moves that maybe he does deserve. So I agree with you that maybe that's not the best look editing-wise, especially if you're a Tyler fan. The thing about Haley, I agree with you, they've been giving us a bad edit on Haley for a week now. This one I thought was pretty apt. I felt like it represented okay what's happening in the house. I agree with you that she's not some poor Southern girl who never speaks ill about anybody. She definitely trash talks her own people. She does that. She did admit that to JC, whether you believe it or not, to try to fit in a little bit. And I think she just feel bad about talking ill of Fessy. And I know that Swaggy had a problem with it on Twitter. He was talking about the fact that Haley was not being loyal and was saying negative things about Bessie once he left the house. But she admitted to JC that it's basically just her trying to fit in. She's looking for a lifeline.
The show needs to have somebody who is the underdog to the, you know, the group in power. And so who are they going to tell that story from the perspective of? So I think that Haley...
Yeah, it'd be too boring if we didn't have that, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you need somebody who looks like they're pushing back against Tyler, even though it might be somewhat artificial. You know, I think that there's enough there that they can push that narrative. And I think that, you know, a lot of people are rooting for her because of that.
Yeah. I had a question. I was reading Joker's updates, shout out, about the action on the feeds since Scotty returned. And he was talking to the house guests about how he was able to watch his goodbye messages. And a couple of times he mentioned that his were edited because what the other jurors were telling him was not everything he had said in his messages. But also the feeds would cut out when he would start talking about it, which I don't think, you know, they wanted that to go out there. So I wondered if Grodner was not totally correct about saying they see these fully, you know, shown goodbye messages. I don't know. I know Brent was talking about it, so I was real curious about it.
My view on that, Rob, would be that, and I don't have this, you know, we'd have to ask Vegas the spoiler online or maybe somebody in production if they could give us an answer, but my view is that production knew that a battle back was coming, so anything you said in your goodbye message that could maybe influence something if you came back into the house, like, for instance, if Tyler had revealed level 6 in his goodbye message and then somebody came back in the house, that would be unfair. So I think that they do edit it when you're going to reveal something. And then, of course, when you're eventually re-evicted, like Scotty's going to be, they're going to create new goodbye messages for him. The one thing to keep in mind is that the person that they said they edited the most was Sam. Scotty said that her goodbye message was edited, but it was mainly edited for coherency. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think that Scotty really understood what Sam was saying, even when they did edit it.
The producers would edit Sam's message to make it coherent for Scotty?
What he said, yeah.
I don't know. This is such a telephone game at this point. I wonder if maybe they talked about things like, but hey, if there's a battle back, then I'll see you back in the house in no time. And I'm sure, you know, I wonder if they cut stuff like that out where they're sort of like talking about production hypotheticals.
Yeah. And I don't know. I've said before that I think you can probably, you know, within reason, make your goodbye message as long as possible. But, you know, for the show, I think they definitely edit things down. And I don't know, like, what you're able to see once you actually sit down and listen to them yourself. I mean, if you leave a 3-minute goodbye message, do they play you all 3 minutes? Or, you know, I don't know, Sue. Yeah, so
I don't know why they'd even allow this. So, like, why are they, like, if people are figuring out big things about other people's games in a thing that we don't see on television, why is this a thing, Brent?
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, it's just more like stuff behind the curtain that we usually don't know about and usually never comes up until something, you have something like this where there's an alliance that really nobody knows about, which is kind of unique on this season. Usually people know about, you know, a big alliance that's in the house by this point, at least, especially when they've had their way as much as they've had. I've never seen a season like this where, you know, so many votes, people don't know who voted for who. And I mean, I was talking to Steve Moses about it. It's actually unbelievable. I lost my point, but it's an amazing season. And we usually don't see all the stuff behind the curtain, Sue. So, you know, given that so many amazing things are happening this season, I think the producers are just trying to play it by ear as much as possible.
Okay. All right. Sue.
Thanks for that. That was great view of yours. And I also wanted to say, yes, I'm boring because I'm rooting for Tyler and Casey.
Okay.
That's okay. You're not boring. I think that, Tyler is, you know, he hasn't been my cup of tea, but I'm warming up to him, actually. I like it when he trolls a little bit harder in the diary room. Taryn pointed out that Tyler is, like, when he says things like, we've been running the house for another week, another great week in the Big Brother house. Mm-hmm. He's actually kind of trolling some people online like me, and I think that's probably true.
He is a perfectly, you know, pleasant guy. I mean, there is nothing to dislike about him except for the fact that he's gotten his way the entire season. I mean,
I think here's the thing. If Tyler was out of the house right now and he could watch this season, he would understand why there are people like us who are rooting against him, because he's had his way. Like, I'm sure if he were a fan, like Andy Heron pointed out, like, you hate watching this game but it's an immaculate game to watch. It's so amazing that the best games in the Big Brother are usually the most boring.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, as a super fan, he would agree with you.
Yeah.
Sue, thank you so
you
much.
Thank you, Stu.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
All right. Let's try.
Paul here.
Matt.
So, by the way, we'll take your questions traditionally.
All right. Here is Matt. Matt, are
hey,
you
Matt.
There?
Oh, my God.
You're here. You're on.
Can you guys hear me?
We hear you.
Yes. We hear you loud and clear.
Is this Matt Collins?
No, no, no. No, I'm Matt from Queens.
Okay, Matt from Queens,
New York.
Yes, Matt from Queens. I got it. What's going on, Matt?
Man, I'm just loving this season. I'm a huge level 6 fan, and, you know, I can't wait to see one of them pull out and get the win.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go, well, Matt!
So I have a question. Okay, so personally, my favorite is Brett. But the thing is, Brett is at the bottom of level 6. He seems to understand he's the bottom. So what's his path to the end? What specific moves does he have to make so we can get the win?
Okay. Brett, the double eviction is a week away. How does Brett use this to his advantage to get to the end? We know that the one real ace in the hole he seems to have is that he is studying more than anybody else and seems to really know his stuff better and could have an advantage in these last couple of mental competitions. So how does he take that and get to a good spot in the end?
Wow, it's tough. I mean, there are two different paths, Matt. I think the one that we would all like to see him take is win HOH this coming Thursday. He only needs 2 votes to get something done and make the move. And he would have time to sort of, you know, explain why he did this and why he took a shot at Angela, but he's still loyal to Tyler and really try to keep that bond strong. I don't know if that's what he should do or if he should wait till the following week and try to do it in a double eviction where you can do it quick and easy. I think that it's problematic no matter which way he chooses, but he runs the risk of waiting until the double eviction that he doesn't have the votes to do what he needs to do, because if he was HOH right. And Haley goes home, he's going to need Sam's vote with JC in order to get something done. I think he could get it Sam's vote with Angela, but if Angela's on the block, I think Sam would vote Angela out. But aside from that, I don't like any plan that rests on needing Sam's vote. So I would prefer he probably do it this coming week.
Yeah, I think it really would be a best case scenario, Brent. Tell me if this makes sense. So if they could potentially, if they have a week where somehow they get Sam out instead of Haley. And then at the double eviction, either he or Haley or even JC wins that HOH in the double eviction. And then they put up either,
Tyler and Angela. They have to put up
Tyler and Angela, Angela and Casey. And then they would have the votes to be able to do what they want in that scenario.
Yeah, they would. And also, like I said, it's either then or this coming week. I think you probably can't play it too coy, though. I think Brett probably needs to go to them. I'm talking about Haley and JC and say, look, this is what's been happening. I've been working with them. We have an alliance. It's called Level 6. Tyler is the head of it with Angela and Casey. Of course, he really wants Angela to go home, so he might want to shade it like, you know, Angela's the head of it. Of course, yeah, maybe the house guests have a different view. I don't know if they necessarily view that Tyler is the head of the alliance. We do, but I don't know that Level 6 would say that Tyler's the head of the alliance. So I think he would need to go to them, be honest, and say, look, but I'm in it with you guys until the end. Haley, I need you in this game. The problem is that he would eventually have to cut Haley because she is an obvious jury threat. We haven't even talked about what Scotty alluded to on the show.
What are you talking about, Brent? They only would have 4 votes for Fauci in the jury. None of these idiots can see that they can't that they can't possibly win.
Well, that was a unique conversation, and I wanted to pull my hair out when he was saying that, like, why don't they take us to the end? We'd only have 4 votes. They're assuming that everybody who's not them is working together. Of course, we know that that's not really true. Sam's not in the alliance. JC's not in the alliance, and they don't know that.
Right, and so, one person's feelings wouldn't even possibly get hurt on the way to kicking everybody else out to take that one remaining Faute person to the end.
Yeah, I know. Look, I mean, well, we can get into what he talked more about in this conversation, but I do think the show was starting to plant seeds about, you know, these five people can control who the winner is. So if you get a dumb winner at the end, don't look at us. I think it's kind of what they were saying with the editing.
Okay. Matt, anything else?
No, I mean, I like Tyler. I would enjoy a win, but I feel like that would be really anticlimactic. I'm just waiting for Brett, Casey, or Angela more, just because that would be more unexpected at this point. I'm just worried because Brett's best chance is against Angela, and he wants to target Angela. That's seemed like his first choice.
I know Yeah, it's a weird dichotomy because they want Angela out. I mean, he really should want Tyler out. I don't know why everybody doesn't look at Tyler. I mean, I'm still waiting for somebody, anybody in the house to go, you know, Tyler's a big threat to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, nobody's even said that yet.
Yeah.
It's like I'm living in crazy town that nobody says this. So even somebody like Casey should recognize. But the problem is, I think Casey is somebody.
Steve was on to him.
Yeah, that's true. I know that Steve was on to him.
Steve 2018.
Casey's the kind of person who would take him to the end and be willing to lose. Taryn had it right. She's a Cody.
No,
she would take the Derek command.
Casey only refers to level six. Casey never talks about, like, this is great for me. Everything is like,
well,
oh, it's another win for level six.
The only time that I've heard her do this was tonight when she said in the diary room, if Haley wins HOH next week, I don't want her to put me up. And I was like, oh, you're worrying about yourself. That's nice to know. Mm-hmm. I guess it only took to get to the final seven for you to do that. So I was glad to hear that, actually.
Okay. All right, Matt, we're going to jump to some more calls. Thank you for calling in, okay?
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan.
Take care, buddy. Bye.
All right. All right, Brent. Still a ton of people on hold. Oh, my God. We're not gonna
get to everybody here tonight.
That's what happens when you put a phone number up on the.
I'm happy everybody's excited. Let's try
something Brady. Spicy.
Okay.
All right. Is this Brady?
Yes, sir.
Brady, how are you?
Not too bad. How about you guys?
Okay, Brady. Brent was looking for spicy. Can you deliver?
Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly. Okay. Let's hear it.
I was thinking back to last season with Paul. Tyler's kind of playing that same game. Like, he's friends with everybody, not going up, kind of avoiding everything. Do you guys kind of think the same way?
Yeah, I think that that's definitely been one of the through lines of the season, you know, that there has been some similarities, but I think that it's been, you know, pretty well documented that Tyler is doing a better job at the Paul game than Paul did with the Paul game from either time through, because these people seem to genuinely love him inside the house. And then I feel like that they do not seem to have that much disdain for him outside of the house. Is that fair, Brent?
Yeah, that's definitely fair. I take your point, though, about Tyler and his Paul-isms when he was talking with Haley and he wouldn't really give her a clear answer and he wouldn't really make her feel comfortable. He kind of did and he kind of didn't. Her version of him in the diary room when she was talking about, you know, he's mealy mouth, he beats around the bush, he mumbles, he doesn't give me any concrete answers. I don't know that will serve him well as the show moves along. You don't want somebody like Haley going to the jury and thinking, you know, Tyler, he was just all over the place. He never really gave me a clear answer about what he was doing, whose side he was on. Angela must be running things over there. You know, I've worried about this from the beginning. The key is in his goodbye messages, which are an important part of the game. He needs to out himself as a strategist, as a super fan, as somebody who is the leader of level six. He needs to tell people, this is what I've been doing. So he needs to really it's a bit of a heel turn in a way, but he needs to embrace the side of him that he's trying to hide from the house. And if he's able to do that, I do not think, remember, Paul only lost by one vote. And I still think he could have gotten that vote from Whistlenut if he would have acted a little bit nicer on finale night and not, like, you know, shook his head at Josh and whined and denied that he stabbed people in the back, you know, right to their face when Alex is sitting in the jury. So I do not think that Tyler runs that risk. His bigger problem is that if people don't think he did very much, not that he did too much.
Okay. What do you think of that, Brady?
Yep.
Okay.
I do agree, but then I was going to add one more thing is because when Scotty, I heard this on one of your guys' podcasts, when Scotty came back from the jury, he said that everybody else in the jury was going to vote bitter and vote for like the worst player.
That's Taryn's version of what. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about it.
That claim, Brent.
Yeah, I dispute that claim. That's Taryn's version of what they're trying to do. Fauci, I'm talking about. Look, if Scotty and Haley are the next two people evicted, and I don't think that's set in stone, I think that Haley could actually remain in the house for a week or two, depending on how things shake out and how ballsy JC and Brett are. But if they are the next two people evicted, they correctly pointed out on the show tonight that the five of them will have a majority in the jury. And they're not trying to vote for the least deserving person. They're trying to make sure that they all agree to not vote for somebody that you absolutely hate. So every person would have a chance to effectively veto somebody who they absolutely cannot possibly take, consider them winning the game. So if you had somebody you just like, I can't stand them, I don't want them to win the game over my dead body, well, they win the game, then you can veto them. And if you veto them, then nobody in the group will vote for them. And Taryn is afraid that this mechanism will lead us to a KC win when she didn't deserve it. Basically, she would be a deserving winner, but she would get in an undeserving fashion. My view is that Tyler needs to work a little bit harder in building bonds with the people that are being evicted so that they don't veto him, number one. And number two, they don't go along with this plan. Remember, two people who would be necessary for the plan are still in the house right now, in Scotty and Haley, and both of them think the plan is stupid. So as long as they go to jury and they don't go along with it, then I think we'll be fine. But, juries are juries, and you can't predict them.
Yeah, and it's September 5th, and the finale is still 3 weeks away, and there's still a lot of people that are going to come into that jury house. So,
I mean, how we think they're going to, Brett's going to go to the jury. JC's probably going to go to the jury. Sam's going to tell them what Tyler was doing during week one and how she stayed and all the work he did then. So I think that there is still time for them to change their minds. Right now, they're just, this is the thing. That level six has played so perfectly that it would actually been better for them to like have a week where, Casey went home or Angela went home so that the jury wouldn't be a cult fest. And it's a bit of a cult right now. And they need somebody else who's not in the cult to get in there and talk some sense into them.
All right. Just take it all with a grain of salt in. Okay. All right.
Yeah, definitely.
Brady, thank you so much for the call. Okay.
Thank you, Brady.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. So for the callers, I want to get to as many calls as we can, but we're gonna try to do a little bit of hurry up offense with the callers.
So be ready.
All right.
Yes. Be ready and ask a question.
Okay. Here we go.
Lisa,
you are on the line.
Hi.
Hey, Lisa. How you doing?
Hey, I'm great. Namaste. Love and light.
Yes.
Before I make my question, I just wanted to mention that I see friend of the podcast, Andy Heron, is on Cameo now.
Oh, how much is he going for?
I don't know. I didn't look at the price.
I should really do this, Rob. I should really get on Cameo. I think people would... They would like for me to tell them to F off and girl bye. I think that I can make a mint.
Yeah, I would...
We'll see what we can do.
The question that I had was, weren't there supposed to be some funny veto speeches and Haley had a poem and all of that, and they just went right to Casey saying, I'm not using the veto. What do you guys think happened there?
I can't tell you. I mean, they're very willy-nilly about when they show the veto speeches and when they don't. I think basically if it had any juice, they probably would have showed it. But the home audience knows what's going to happen. I mean, Casey has been talking about level six until the cows come home. So she's obviously not going to use the veto. And there wasn't – basically there's no there. So that's why they didn't show at least.
Is it
possible? They were just laughing about it so much afterwards.
Yeah.
It sounds like it was.
Yeah,
there might have to be
I know everybody's been holding on.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, Lisa, thank you so much. And keep an eye out for Brent on Book Cameo, okay?
Okay, I'm rooting for JC for the win, by the way.
Okay, JC for the
win.
Sounds
good. All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa, take care. Bye.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, let's try, this is, okay, this is 803 area code. Are you there?
803 area code.
Hello?
Who are you?
Yes, who's this?
Hello. Zachary.
Zachary, how are you?
I'm great, Rob.
Okay, Zachary, what's going on?
Nothing much. My main question is, I really want to get behind Casey, but I keep getting Gen City vibes from her. I keep thinking about Gen City from DB14 every time I see her. Like, Brent, can you please change my mind? Like,
let's
do something, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like the previous caller. I am warming up to a potential KC win, and I am not falling victim to what Taryn says is results-oriented, retro feelings where you look back on it and you're like, oh, yeah, I kind of loved her all along. Isn't she a really great person? I think there have been good things that she has done in the past 3 weeks that have made me wake up and notice her game. And that's what Rob always talks about is, go to sleep for the first week or so, or for the first month or so, and then turn it on. And she did nothing. Look, I called her furniture. I still do sometimes. People get mad at me. It's just a joke, people. Like, lighten up. But she is a little bit of the couch. She
can't
is a little bit
couch without KC.
Yes, right? She's a little bit Gen City. I get your vibe, but she's more than that. First of all, she knows what's happening. Gen City never knew what was happening, number one. Number two, she has some good comp wins. I know Gen City won a veto one time, but KC has 3 comp wins
she
now.
She won the veto during the Dan's funeral week, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right. I feel like she has more agency, more currency within the Big Brother house right now. They would actually take her seriously as a potential winner of this game. I don't think anybody ever would have voted for Gen City.
And
so
Brent's been watching Big Brother 14.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot. Yeah, CBS All Access is fun.
Old seasons, talking to Steve Moses, getting ready for the podcast. Okay. All right. Zachary, anything else?
No, just a really big fan. Thanks, right. Rob.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Take care, Zach. Bye.
Thanks, Zach.
Okay. All right. Here.
Brady.
That was good.
All right, we got Brady.
Chris.
Okay.
All right, here is Chris. Chris, are you there?
Going one?
Nina.
Oh, sorry. Is this Nina?
Oh, hi.
Nina, you're
That's
on.
That's me.
Yes, how are you?
Very good. I'm a big fan.
Yes, nice
to
talk to you.
So I feel like the season was really exciting and, a lot of going back and forth with the two sides. But I was wondering if you were worried that the season is falling off track. Do you think Allison Grodner should maybe bring Jason Giambi into the house?
Jason Giambi?
Okay, no, I just really wanted to do a joke. But no, actually, the only thing that's really disappointing right now is just that the only person with an endgame strategy is Tyler. I just really wish the other people in level 6 or even JC would have like a real plan that doesn't involve Tyler. Like, everybody's plan is just, I'm going to get to the end with Tyler, which is basically Tyler's endgame and not in anybody else's best interest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I take your point. Once the remnants of Faute are dealt with, I do think that Brett will, and JC maybe, I don't know. Like, here's the thing. Once $500,000 is staring you in the face and you take a look at Tyler, you're going to look at him and go, I don't want to take this dude to the end. Everybody loves him. Why would I take him? I'd rather take this girl over here who everybody hates. Mm-hmm. I mean, Angela has to be somebody who you want to take to the end. As we pointed out previously in the podcast, though, there are people who in the house who want to evict her because they want to split up her and Tyler. Tyler, by the way, is aware of this. He pointed out to Casey today. Was it Casey? I think. Yeah, Casey. Maybe it was Angela. I forget. He was talking about the fact that people, I think it was Casey. He was talking about the fact that people want, they're always talking about how close Angela and Casey are, but he thinks that's a cover to get Angela out of the house because they're really concerned about Tyler and Angela, but they just can't say that to his face. So they're using Angela and Casey's tightness as a cover in order to get what they want done. I agree with you about an endgame strategy, but the thing is, many of these people are recruits and they're still just sort of paddling upstream. Tyler's the super fan in the house, so of course he has things set in stone and has many different options. The people on the outside need to get options, and I think right now I'm hoping they'll start to wake up. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Yeah, I definitely agree that the problem is that they're recruits, because that's exactly the problem with both well, I guess all three of them, Angela, Brett, and Casey. But Brett, his broness, that he needs to go to the end with a bro, and he can't formulate an alternative to going with the one bro left. And then Angela, she's just stuck in a showmance mentality, and she's not even thinking about, oh, should I be making final twos? Do I betray my showmance? Like, these thoughts aren't crossing their minds.
Not yet. Not yet, but I do think once we move past this week and we move towards the double eviction, especially it's going to get down to five quickly, I really think that they will wake up and start to realize. But the problem is by then it might be too late. I mean, Tyler has to be the odds-on favorite to win at least an HOH or a veto from final six on. So I think, you know, if you have a shot, you need to take it. I agree with you that they need to look at who they can beat in a potential final two. They're not looking at that right now. I do think that as we move closer to the money and it becomes real, I also think that they will continue to wake up. By the way, it was pointed out to me, and I need this verified, but the chat always, they thought it was legit, that Evil Dick had tweeted that they actually raised the prize money a little bit for the people who are evicted third, fourth, and fifth. Like, they get like $5,000, $10,000, and like $20,000 if you're evicted in fifth, fourth, and third place. I'm sure the chat can verify that again. But as the money starts to creep up, I'm sure people will start to.
I heard that, but I've heard that from you guys reported. So this is a telephone game and not like what we're playing with Nina.
Well, and it doesn't even matter, Nina, because at the end is $500,000. That's what you should be playing for.
Okay.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Nina.
Thank you, Nina.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Great call. Send my best to Jeremy Giambi as well, okay? Okay, take care. Bye. All right, let's see. Who else?
Chris.
All right, Chris. All right. Let's try Chris. Chris, are you there?
Hey, Rob, Grant, what's up? First time, long time.
Yes, good.
Hey, Chris.
Happy to have you on board, Chris. What's going on?
You too. I love the show. Love your podcast. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I have a small critique.
Yes.
Small critique. First of all, I have no words in my vocabulary to describe your plaid shirt.
Yes, but thank you.
Beyond that, you have that, all those drops on your soundboard thingamajig.
Yes.
And, you know, the, hey, I'm Brett, hey, and, you know, nice and disgusting and whatever. You haven't gotten to, or at least as far as I know, the Sam looking into the mirror Jacques Cousteau comment with the snap finger. And I think you need to dig that up.
Somebody send me a clip of that. I'll
find it. Yeah, send me a clip.
Please. Please.
What is this clip, Brent?
I don't know what he's talking about.
It was in the Sunday episode. It was one of those like cutaway shots, you know, when they like mention her name and they show her doing something goofy, and there's probably like 10 zillion of those already, but
yeah,
this one in particular was so awesome. It was like her just randomly like coming up with the name Jacques Cousteau and snapping her fingers and like, oh, I nailed it, I got it, like she's playing trivia or something.
She was saying something.
It was super
tonight.
Awesome. Yeah, do you think at this point,
yeah, she's lying on the ground like a dead dog. Then she was...
do you think at this point she's become a caricature of herself? Like, do you think, like, okay, so the Zingbot came in and kind of let her know that America thinks she's crazy. Do you think now she's kind of just embracing it and she's trying to sort of, like, overplay it? Or do you think this is still pure DNA?
It's pure Sam,
know,
honey. I'm sorry. Sam's not playing along with any crazy. She doesn't get told what to do. You can't tell her what to do. She's just doing her own thing. And this is why they cast. I think they wanted a little more game out of her when they cast her, but this is the person they cast on the show. So, yeah.
Just a little bit.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Just a little bit. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Chris, thanks so much for the call, buddy.
Yeah. Take it easy, guys.
Okay. Bye. All right. Brent, how are you feeling with these calls?
I'm doing good. Okay. I told Scott before we started, I felt like Miss Cleo with people calling in, but then I realized I dated myself and that nobody under 30 would get that reference.
And
so
people thought you were talking about the guy from Twitter.
Yeah, all right, not that Miss Cleo. I love him, though.
Yes. All right, let's do a couple other quick calls, okay? Let's see who else is out there. Still a lot of people on hold.
Miss Cleo was the original spoiler.
Yes, let's see. This is... Okay. I'm sorry,
I didn't
get that name. Who's this? 919 area code.
Oh, hi, it's Wit.
Wit.
Hey, Wit, how you doing?
Yes, I'm witless in the chat.
Okay. I was going to ask if that's who you are. Yes, it's nice to put a name with a voice.
Yes. Whit, yes. What's going on?
Hello. I'm excited to be on. Hi, guys.
Wait, you're heavy breathing like Angela when JC is knocking at the door.
Oh, no. The phone I had was literally about to die, and I had to run upstairs and get a new one. Yeah. You guys have great timing.
You're messing out with Tyler up there?
Oh, no.
Okay.
By the way, Whit, I love you. I think we're very much simpatico in terms of what we're thinking and how we're feeling this season. I usually retweet almost everything that I see on your timeline. So I'm pleased to finally hear from you. Yes. Whit is a female embodiment of me.
Okay. So, awesome. So yeah, the day you followed me on Twitter was the best day of my life.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That happened really with me. And,
it was up there.
When Ika followed me, that was the best day of my life. Yeah.
Okay.
What's your question, Whit?
What's going on?
You guys have hit on most of my questions, but what do you think the odds are that we're going to see a hinky vote tomorrow night, or is Scotty going to be like unanimously evicted twice?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they would like to do.
What's Haley going to do tomorrow night, Brent? Sorry, she's on the block. So
you mean Sam?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of who would do it. I guess Sam's the only person.
It's a rerun of last week. They're hoping that Sam votes against Haley, Tyler was feeding that paranoia today to Sam, or was it Sam? No, to Haley. Right, the Sam. I forget which one he was talking about, but he's continuing to try to play them against each other. Oh, he's talking to Sam because Sam was wanting affirmation about their final two. By the way, I don't really like Tyler continually promising a final two to Sam because I do think she would be a very bitter juror.
He emphatically said
that he's going to the end with her.
Stomp a mud hole in you.
So I stop you. Anyway, well, she is going to take that to the bank. So I don't particularly love him doing that. But what was the question? I'm sorry, I was bitching about that again. The hinky votes. Like I said, I think that Sam's likely to vote against Haley this week, and Haley needs to be smarter to figure out that people are playing her against Sam. The problem is that it would effectively ask her to overlook nominating somebody who is openly targeting her, and that is a tough pill to swallow. So what we need from Haley is to not nominate Sam, and she's probably looking at us like, you're crazy. I have to nominate Sam. She's coming after me. But we know what's really happening.
When is she going to be in power again?
I mean, I don't know. She could win HOH. I don't know. I mean, she has to realize how tight Tyler, Casey, and Angela are. She does realize that. I think she may be a little bit hornswoggled into thinking that she's friends with Angela now because she's been hanging out with her all week. But she has to realize that it's fake. JC has tried to tell her, hey, remember, the person who put you up last week, the person who got rid of Fessy, do not trust her. So he's tried to plant those seeds to make sure that she continues to distrust Angela and her friends. But I'm not sure what Haley would do if she won HOH. I think she would probably target Sam because Sam's probably likely to vote against her again this week.
Okay. All right. That good, Whit?
That's great. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Great, Whit. Nice to hear from you.
Whit, take care.
Yeah, nice to talk to you guys. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Bye. All right. All right. Okay, so real quick. Oh, my God. I can't believe how many people are on hold.
How many people are on hold?
I don't know. About 25 still.
Oh, my God.
We're not making a dent in this. Okay, let's see.
Guillaume.
Okay.
Is it Guillaume? What was that?
Is this Guillaume?
Hi, Rob.
Guillaume, how are you?
Yes, can you hear me? I'm great. How are you?
We hear you, yes. How you doing?
Yes. I'm doing pretty well. Thanks. Thanks for having me. A great podcast tonight.
Yes, thank you.
So, yeah, I want to... no problem. I have a question for you. So, yeah, so you've talked about how ineffective Scotty's been this week. So my question is, do you think Bailey, Rockstar, or Fessy would have been more effective? Could they or would they have been more effective?
Probably not, but they probably, at least Bailey or Rockstar, I think would have been more fun. So
I think Bailey would have been the most fun.
I agree.
If you're going to be ineffective, I would have rather had somebody who was ineffective but fun, as opposed to, just go along to get along Scotty here.
Yeah, Scotty has no fire. He has no pushback. He has no cojones. It's just, it's pretty boring watching him in the house. If you were going to be evicted, if you're going to be, come back in the house and be re-evicted, at least give me some fire. Like, tell them what you're thinking. Tell them what the jury's thinking. He's sort of done it in, you know, behind closed doors, but, you know, he said he was going to do this great veto speech and then they didn't even show it on the show. So I don't even know if it happened. I mean, I don't think he even did that because nobody was mad at him afterwards. It's just, it's frustrating to watch.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Bailey would have been
I totally agree. At least I think Bailey and Rockstar would have brought some drama. It would have been more interesting. And, well, Festy, forget it. But yeah, Scotty's been pretty disappointing. I was rooting for him, but this week's been quite a downer.
If you got to go, go with a bang. Don't just go back in and like, hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, happy to be here.
Hey.
Yeah, okay. Hey, I'll pick Steve for the veto.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still back in week one. Yeah, for real. Yeah. God.
Okay. Yeah. Guillaume, thank you so much for the call.
Thanks, Guillaume.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Okay. Have a good night.
All right. Let's see.
Episode today,
Max.
For,
okay.
For the.
Let's try. This is Max. Max.
Hey,
there.
How's it going?
Good, Max.
Hey, Max.
What's going on?
Hey, so I just had a quick question. If we did an alternate timeline where Bailey won, do you think she could have made it any further than the other two Falte right now?
Bailey won the battle back.
Yes. Sorry.
I mean, I think she'd be up on the block with Haley this week. Brent, I mean, do you see any way that it would have been different?
I would think Haley would get voted out. And then, I don't know, wouldn't you think that she'd be able to make it further or no?
No, I think that they, I think Tyler, but here's the thing. Tyler and Angela would never have let Bailey come back into the house and gain any little foothold whatsoever. So they would have put her right back on the block and she would have been the target. It would have been exactly like this week. Haley would stay, Bailey would go, and unless she won the veto. But, you know, Falte can't do anything right. So what are you going to do?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah,
do you think anybody could have survived this week out of those four?
I don't know. Like, I can see Bailey working an Angela angle or something, but I don't know.
No, Angela and Bailey had bad blood on the. I'm not talking about what was in Bailey's mouth.
Yeah. It was, I mean, Angela did leave an okay goodbye message for Bailey, but I still think she would have openly targeted her. There's no way. Who are you going to put up? You're going to put up JC, who's been working with you? You're going to put up Sam, who would never forgive you if you're Tyler? No, you're going to put up those two people. Look, maybe the target's different if it's like Rockstar or something, but there's no way. This week was destined to play out. Tyler was not going to letting go of that rope.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for the call, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay. All right.
Just trying to whip through as many as we can.
Yeah. The chat is trying to get me to go to Fancy.
Fancy Fensterton?
Yeah. Looking for 705 area code, but I don't see it. Let's see. I just have phone numbers for people. That's
right.
That's what I have. All right. I'll keep looking. Let's try.
Are they trying to get fancy? Oh, fancy.
Oh. For the episode today.
Okay. All right. We got Max.
We got Max. Yeah.
All right. Is this Annie?
Oh, hi, Bob.
How's it going?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Hi, Bob. Hi, Brent. It's nice to talk
to
you.
Yes. Good to have you on, Annie. What's new?
Not much. It's been a great season. Big fan of the podcast. Just excited. I didn't expect my number to get unmuted so quickly. But I do have a question for you if you're ready.
Go for it.
Okay, cool. So, one of the big things that people have been talking about is how bitter the jury is going to be, or that they're going to intentionally vote for the worst player. But so far, the only members in the jury are the Falte players, and the information that they have is effectively none.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my question is, who from level six needs to, or who would be the best level six person for Tyler to send to the jury to convince Falte to vote for him to win?
Casey.
Because I think that's sort of the biggest thing so far, is that Falte's only been allowed to talk to themselves. They haven't really been allowed to talk to anyone else.
What do you think, Brent?
Yeah, I agree with you. It's probably KC, but Rob, that's not going to happen. I don't see any universe where Let's Go KC goes home. I really don't. I think if Angela and KC end up on the block and Angela wins the veto or Tyler wins the veto, I don't know. Tyler might not save Angela. I don't know what Tyler would do if he won the veto. He probably wouldn't even try to win it if Angela and Casey were on the block. Of course, then again, he might because the safety would be in danger. He would have to make a decision at that point. And I think he would probably keep... Oh, God, it's tough to say because he's been wanting to keep Casey in the game, but he has to realize what a goat Angela is. So I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been thinking that his best bet is to probably keep JC out of the jury for as long as he possibly can so that he can't take
all the credit
for the move, but maybe send Brett first and then sort of pile everybody up and then leave JC for the end. But that's just my thought.
I think that's Tyler's plan right now is to, I mean, if he had his druthers, I think he would like to evict Haley, then maybe Brett, then Sam, and take JC, Casey, and Angela to the final four. I think that's probably evict Angela at four, keep Casey and JC at three. I think that's probably his plan right now. So the soonest anybody's going to be able to tell him anything is like a couple weeks from now when Brett presumably gets to the jury. And it's not going to be Casey. I really don't see her going home. So JC's going to take all the credit for the moves. The problem is, does Fauté believe him? I don't think Fauté necessarily would believe JC, but then again, he'd be only... Basically, you know, the person who's telling the story gets to write the ending, so he'd be able to tell them, look, hey, I did all this stuff, and even though that's not necessarily true from our point of view, he certainly believes it, and they would see that he believes it, so they would have little reason to doubt him.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Thank you so much for answering my question.
Yeah, thank you so much. Okay, bye.
Yep, bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Brent, I'm trying to find... Fancy
705-859.
I know, but that's but let's see. There's a couple with no
fancy.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, fancy. Yes.
Yes, fancy.
Fancy, are you there?
I found you.
Holy moly!
Holy moly!
Holy moly!
Well, you had an alliance working for you in the chat, trying
holy
to get
holy moly.
So you rigged it for yourself. I like that.
Okay, fancy. Nice to talk to you.
Hey guys, sorry.
Hey, what's going on? What's your question?
Okay, don't be nervous. Don't be nervous.
Let's go. It's just
okay.
I love you guys. My question is, who would you want for AFP?
America's favorite player. Of these people left, Brent, I guess it doesn't have to be of these people left, but of this group.
I think it's probably going to be one of these people.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's look to who do you want and who do you think?
Who do I want? I think I would like for Brett to be America's favorite player. I think he's given us the most. Mm-hmm. I would not want...
Has he given us much lately, though?
I mean, he's trying. He really went all... He tried for that emoji competition, Rob. He was trying.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. Look, if he makes a move, if he makes any move that crosses Tyler and Angela and Casey, I think he's got it in the bag. I really do. Because that would be the excitement that we need. But I think I would vote for Brett right now. Who do I think it's going to be? I think it's going to be Tyler if he's not in the final two. It may even be Tyler if he is in the final two. I was pointed out last night on the show that Ross won America's Favorite Player on Celebrity Big Brother, even though he was in the final two. So I don't know what the rules are anymore. Anybody could win.
Yeah, I still think, you know, Tyler is probably the odds-on favorite to win. So if that disqualifies him, I think Haley is a interesting dark horse for America's Favorite Player, especially if she can hang on for another week or two.
Yeah,
I think
she's
really going to be a darling of the viewers. I think
if she can get, yeah,
because
if she can get to the final five.
Because of her edit?
Yeah,
because
of her
edit, demeanor, the people like, you know, the
JC's been great on the TV show, but I think he's lost a lot of support in the last couple of weeks. So I think that Haley, you know, she has the Fauté thing of people that are going to be, you know, really devoted to her. Plus, if she's coming across super likable as, you know, this Kelly Wentworth like underdog here going against the machine, I do think she has a pretty good shot, especially if Tyler gets taken out of contention by winning.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. She needs to survive this coming week and the double eviction. If she can survive, because then she would basically be through till finale week when they evict somebody at the final five in that special episode. So,
if she goes out at the double eviction, I mean, I feel like it's going to be within 2 weeks from the finale.
It's okay. It's
she'll be back on the show in the jury segment the next week. So, I think she could still be in the mix.
I think you're probably right about that. And I think that she, even though we know the truth about what Haley's been doing, she effectively helped target Swaggy and Scotty and destroyed her own alliance from the inside out. The viewers don't know that. Like, my mom doesn't know that. I had to tell my mom, like, Haley is actually, you know, a big reason why Scotty's going up on the block. She wasn't trying to fight it. So given that, and my mom's a casual, I think that they would probably vote for Haley.
Okay. Fancy, anything else going on?
Yeah, I love you guys.
Okay. Love you
and,
too.
And saying hi to everyone from chat.
Okay.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Brent,
bye.
Let's do one more call, Brent.
Okay. All right.
All right, let's see.
Make it a good one.
All right.
So that were
Cindy.
Cindy. Okay.
Things that you can point to if she eventually ends up.
We got to tell people to turn on your radio when you leave your name. Cindy.
Yes. Hi.
Cindy,
how are you?
What's going on?
I'm really excited to talk to you guys. I have to say, I watch the podcast every day. I love Taryn. And I love Melissa. I know nobody ever says that, but I do.
Thank you.
And
yes.
Brett, you're one of my favorites. I love your passion. I love the way that you really, really try to sell your opinions. And a lot of times I'm with you.
Of course, Rob,
you're the best. I've been watching
Cindy.
Rob since you had just your little microphone in your little room. That's great.
Thank you.
Me too. Yeah. I am a day one podcast person. I have been with Rob since he was back in New York. Yep.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So Cindy.
So here's my question. I have a question. So my question is actually twofold. Why would Tyler keep JC so long when he knows that he's a threat to his game? And secondly, what would be the weirdest thing that would happen where JC and Sam are in the final two?
To answer the question, I think that Tyler knows that JC has a little bit of a crush on him. Let's be real. He knows it. He's not stupid. And he has a final two with JC. Of course, he has a final two with a few different people, but JC is one of the people he's been working with the longest. So I know that I take your point. Why does he keep him around when he's openly targeting Angela? He's openly targeting Angela and Casey, saying how tight they are together and we really need to split them up. I think Tyler thinks he's betting on two things. Number one, JC doesn't win many competitions. Number two, if he actually did win an HOH, I think Tyler thinks JC will do what I want. So I think he thinks he probably can control him. He has bigger fish to fry right now with Haley and Sam in the house.
Yeah, a couple other things with that. Yeah, you can only get rid of one person a week. There's a lot of targets that are on the table. And also, Brent, and we've seen this this week where JC is, you know, mad at production. He would be the biggest, you know what, if Tyler targeted him, Tyler put him on the block, he would be on a week-long smear campaign. Even if they put him up on the block as a pawn, he would be so salty. He would give up any dirt he had on Tyler. Like, JC is like a prime target for Tyler to go after in the double eviction because he would be the worst person on the block for that night.
Yes, and he has already talked about that.
If you were going to do it, the double eviction would be the right time to do it.
Yeah, it is the right time to do it. JC has openly talked about the fact, even this week, that, hey, I better not end up on the block next week. Like, that's the reason he was trying so hard in the veto competition. Not because people were telling him, oh, you better try, because they were getting irritated with him throwing all of them. He was trying to win it because he didn't want the nominations to change. Because he's looking around going, okay, everybody who's left are people that Tyler has been working with. And I don't want to be the pawn. So he's aware that he is in a little bit of trouble right now. He's worried about Tyler's closeness with Casey. I'm sorry, with Angela and Angela's tightness with Casey. I do agree with Tyler, though, that I think that JC is using the tightness of Casey and Angela as a bit of a cover in order to get Angela out of the house because he's worried more about Tyler's relationship with her right now. No, Tyler and Angela aren't fooling anybody with how close they are.
Okay. All right. Cindy.
Right.
Oh, go ahead.
Thanks again, guys. Yeah, keep up the great work, and I can't wait for Survivor. So.
Okay, yeah, thanks for all the kind words, Cindy. Take care.
Me too, Cindy.
Bye.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Brent, I feel like this went very well.
This was great. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, we'll do this you know, a couple more times down the stretch, maybe. Nights that we don't have a guest, we can open up the phone lines, especially when there's not too much going on. Hopefully, there won't be too many more of those.
Yeah, this was honestly great. It was great to put a few voices with the names, and I didn't even know Witless was a girl, for instance. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a guy. So nice to know that, and nice to talk to people and hear what they have to say. And, you know, look, the thing about me, I know somebody talked about it. She was hinting around with it. Like, sometimes I love your passion and sometimes I agree with you. You know, you don't have to agree with me. I'm a very biased fan. I put that on the table from the start, and, I try to call them as I see them, but I do have my favorites.
Okay. All right. I think that we got to, whatever questions were. So let's talk about what's coming up here on the podcast. Okay. News AF talked about Big Axe body spray. Brian, you don't use that, right?
I used to back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day.
Big truck
yes.
explosion. Talked about that and a lot more on News.
Oh, my goodness.
Then on the challenge, Final Reckoning, episode 9 recap. I think that Dave Ahn is really coming into her own, from what I understand.
I should have started watching it. I thought she was evicted like the first episode or something, but she came back apparently. I don't know how it works.
Yeah. That she was in the Redemption House. She's back.
All right.
This is week 6 of Australian Survivor, Nick Iadanza. I think we had Shannon Gates on with him this week to talk about, I think it's episode 13 and 14 of Australian Survivor at the Merge with Nick Iadanza. And the big reveal today, first one out, season 37 of Survivor, chapter 1, Across the Sea. Josh Wigler on location from Fiji, recording everything you need to know about the season 37 kickoff. Talked with Jeff Probst, got all of his takes on David versus Goliath, the new advantage that's coming into the game. Josh does a great job. Taryn with the edit as well on First One Out. So you definitely want to check that out. It's really a incredible piece of work that they put together. So First One Out, season 37 is available. And then on the live feed update, for the last time, Scotty is the picture that Scott has picked. Scotty, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. And we'll talk about Scotty's final hours in the Big Brother house on Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. And then Andy Herron for the recap live, 10:15 p.m. Eastern, 7:15 p.m. Pacific. For those of you guys on the West Coast, looking forward to catching up with Andy. And of course, if you want to become a part of the Rob is a Podcast patron community, go ahead and check out robisawebsite.com/patron. I'm about to post the patron 5 for 5 with Nicole Sesternino. We recorded that this afternoon as well. So check that out at robisawebsite.com/patron. Also, I spoke with Mike Bloom this afternoon, and I did my first podcast about Survivor 37. Talked with Mike about everything that we've learned here today through all of the information that was released. And so I've got my own Survivor 37 podcast that I'm going to get up later on tonight, Brent.
I always like that. It's nice listening to you before the season starts and your first takes on these people and anything, any information that's come out from the show. And also the First One Out series. Just great, great stuff. And of course, Taryn does a great job editing that. There's no tricks with the editing in that one. Only tricks that he wants to do. No laziness.
Yeah, so really good stuff. So what a time. Big Brother, got a couple of weeks left. And then we will pass the baton to Off the Survivor all in one night. Of course, you could follow Brent on Twitter at @OneLuckyGay as well. No more shadow ban for Brent.
Yeah, by the way, quick into this season, because we have 8 people in the house right now. Tomorrow night, there's going to be 8 people. Scotty's going to be presumably evicted. And then in 1 week, we're going to quickly be down to 5. So it's going to go really fast here. Make sure to tune into the live feeds. A lot of stuff can happen. I really sense that JC and Brett are probably going to make a move. I just don't know if it's going to be this week or the following week, which, you know, they have to figure is going to be the double eviction.
Yeah. And if you haven't checked it out yet, always the LFC Roundtable is a good listen, especially if there's not too much going on with the feeds tomorrow night, and there's no reason to believe that there would be anything going on, especially tomorrow. It's a nice long show and is a good recap of where everything stands. That's up on our YouTube channel, of course, and in the Big Brother podcast feed and our Rahap Ups feed as well. So thanks so much to you guys calling in. This was such a big success. I thought that maybe, you know, we'd have like you know, two or three people calling in. Did not expect that kind of response, so we'll definitely try this again. Brent, great job by you, and thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre putting this all together. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.